Chapter 16. Dustin. Only years of habit and muscle memory made sure the right hay and grain went into the right feeders. During turnout, I had to go back 3 times to make sure I really had put horses into the right paddocks, because I caught myself walking back to the barn and completely unable to recall who I'd just turned out. I was pretty sure Ransom thought I'd lost my mind when I led him halfway across the property, only to turn around and take him back to his usual paddock right behind the barn. The alarm clock had dragged Amy and me out of my bed long before either of us was ready to get up, and I was paying for it now. I couldn't say if Amy was equally tired or distracted, mostly because I could barely bring myself to look at her. It wasn't regret, far from it. The only thing I regretted about last night was ever thinking something like that would happen. Because now that we'd been together, I couldn't imagine being anything other than desperate to have her again. Why couldn't I look at her now? Because I was already struggling to keep my feet under me without a glimpse of Amy to make me trip and stumble more than I already had. As soon as feeding and turnout were finished, Amy and I wasted no time moving in opposite directions. We crossed paths throughout the day, but jumped on any opportunity to get the hell away from each other. Did she regret it? Or was she just as paranoid as I was about someone seeing the two of us on the same acre of land and somehow knowing every sweaty, desperate detail of last night? Only one way to find out. We needed to talk sooner than later. No matter how hard it was to breathe when I caught so much as a glimpse of her around the farm. So, as the afternoon wore on, I forced back my nerves, and in spite of trying to stay away from her all day, I gave her a hand bringing in the turnouts and handling the evening feeding as an excuse to be in the same place at the same time. And before I knew it, all the horses that had been turned out had been brought back in and everyone was fed, which left Amy and me standing in the feed room, not talking, and sure as hell not looking at each other. She finally broke the silence.
Well, thanks for your help.
Many time. Avoiding her eyes, I said. Amazing how much faster it is with 2 people.
Funny how that works.
We both fell silent again. I glanced at her, but quickly looked away. When I looked again, our eyes met, and she broke the silence before I could figure out how.
Do you think...
She cut herself off, shifting her gaze away and fidgeting. Do I think what? Amy looked at me again.
Do you think last night was a mistake?
Did I? We needed to talk, yes. But was that because I thought it was a mistake? My heart pounded, my mouth went dry, and somehow I managed to whisper, No, I don't.
Good.
Just like she had on the porch last night, she seized the front of my shirt and kissed me. I stumbled but recovered quickly and returned her kiss because, holy fuck, I wanted her again, right now. I pushed her up against the wall and she welcomed my deeper, hungrier kiss. Her fingers grasped my hair, my clothes, whatever they could find, and when I pressed my hips against hers, she pressed back. She smelled like dust, leather, and alfalfa, and she tasted like pure, feverish sex, and my cock was painfully hard, and I was sure if I didn't fuck her in the next 30 seconds. I broke the kiss and looked past her, searching for a flat surface, but aside from a few bales of hay, there was nothing. She found my mouth again before I could speak.
I don't know if you know this, I said, panting between kisses. But a roll in the hay is highly overrated.
I know. She tugged my shirt free from my jeans. But it's a flat surface with no one around.
I've got a better idea.
I held her shoulders and pushed myself back from her.
This way.
I led her out of the feed room, pausing to make sure no one was around to see us, and then I keyed us into the office across the barn aisle. As soon as we were inside, I locked the door behind us, and Amy shivered.
We'll be much more comfortable in here, I said, and before she could make a sound, whether of surprise or arousal, I grabbed both sides of her face and kissed her. Amy didn't resist. Her fingers dug into my shoulders, and she returned my kiss just as breathlessly and unrelentingly. The kiss transcended passionate and desperate, from both sides. It was nothing short of demanding and violent. We stumbled across the tiny room. I wasn't sure where this would end, the desk, the couch, the wall, but I needed her. I needed her now, and I was half tempted to have her right here on the floor. As unsteady as we were on our feet, that was becoming more and more likely by the second. Somehow we made it to the dusty old couch against the far wall, and Amy dragged me down on top of her. She wrapped her legs around my waist, and I pressed my erection against her. Christ, I loved it when a woman was this aggressive, when every move she made said her need matched mine. If I thought I was turned on last night, that paled in comparison to how aroused I was now. Breathing her in and kissing her as we held on to each other for dear life. Not only wanting to be inside her, but knowing how good that would feel. God damn it, I want you, I growled in her ear. She shivered.
Do you have a condom with you?
Of course I do. I nipped the side of her neck. After last night, do you think I'd come anywhere near you without one? She didn't answer. She just whimpered softly and dug her nails into my shoulders. Hooking her leg around my waist, she pulled my hard-on against her, and I was just about to come unglued. She slid her hands down. Just above my waist, her fingers curled around my shirt, and she pulled it free from my jeans. I sat up just long enough to pull my shirt off and drop it on the floor, and when I came back down, her nails bit into my bare skin, drawing a groan from me as we sank into another deep, hungry kiss.
Dustin,
she moaned, like she just needed to say my name, and her voice sent a shiver right through me. Her hand slid from my skin to my jeans, then into my back pockets. And that kiss intensified when she found the condom.
I don't want to wait, she whispered in my ear.
Neither do I. She pulled out the condom and shoved it into my hands. I quickly sat up. She kicked off her boots as I struggled with my belt. When she unzipped her jeans, I stopped what I was doing to help her pull them over her hips and get them out of the damned way. Her pants had barely hit the floor before we both went for my zipper. As soon as my jeans were past my hips enough to be out of the way, I sat up again and tore the condom wrapper with my teeth. Putting it on was challenging enough when I was this turned on, but trying to do it while Amy writhed and whimpered in front of me, when all I could think about was my cock buried deep inside her and her legs wrapped around my waist, and with the warm overhead lights highlighting the extra blush in her cheeks and the office walls containing, amplifying her soft, desperate sounds. It was a miracle I didn't come before the condom was all the way on. The condom was finally in place. I leaned over her. She wrapped her legs around my waist, and I was inside her. Oh, dear God, I was inside her. I closed my eyes and released a low groan. She wrapped her arms around me, pulling me down to kiss her, and my every last sense was wrapped up in her, the taste of her kiss, warm skin against mine, her tight pussy around my cock. I lacked the conscious thought to will myself to move, but body took over where mind failed. I was aware I was moving, how or why I didn't know, but I moved. Pulling out slowly, pushing in just as slowly, every stroke bringing madness that much closer. So tight, so hot, so wet. A little faster, a little harder, Jesus. Amy's hips moved with mine, and together we found the rhythm our bodies demanded. Faster, harder. Her nails bit into the bare skin of my back, raising goosebumps all over me, and I thrust deeper. Faster, harder. With a gasp, I broke the kiss and let my head fall beside hers, drawing a breath that tasted of her. Her back arched beneath us. She tried to say something, but all that came out was a long, helpless moan. I pushed myself up and looked down at her. Her hands were everywhere now, sliding over the edge of the cushion, my hair, my shoulders, in search of something to hold on to. Fuck, just the sight of her was enough to put me right on the brink. She was beautiful and disheveled, and before my eyes she was coming unraveled.
Don't stop.
She arched her back again.
Don't.
Stopping wasn't an option. Not when I was finally inside her like I'd ached to be for the last few hours. And not when Amy made me lose every shred of control I'd ever possessed. The need to fuck her, to drive myself into her tight pussy again and again, until I lost it and came deep inside her, consumed and overwhelmed me. And there was no stopping. Then Amy gasped, and her spine lifted off the cushions as she tightened around me, and I fell apart. I buried my face against her neck, forced my cock all the way inside her, and came so hard I saw stars. As both our orgasms subsided, I shuddered one last time and collapsed over her, resting my forehead on her collarbone. She ran her fingers through my hair.
I've been thinking about that all day.
Me too. I lifted my head and kissed her lightly. We looked into each other's eyes, and I was vaguely aware we still needed to discuss this. We still needed to define things I wasn't sure could be defined, and figure out the whys and the hows and the where the hell is this goings. But we were shaking too much for that now. So I sank back down to her and kissed her. Talking would happen when it happened. But for now, half-dressed, half out of our minds, we just held each other and breathed.